Let's talk about 10 signs your body is screaming you are in a narcissistic relationship and you are struggling with a lot of trauma. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not subscribed already or if you're new to this channel, please subscribe before we begin because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Sign number one, you have a high resting pulse rate. You may not be doing any intense physical activity and your heart may keep beating at 126, 137, 140, 160 beats per minute. You may try to calm down, you may try to sit and your heart will keep beating in the same manner. Why? Because you are stuck in a survival state of fight, flight and freeze and your brain and body are perceiving a threat in your environment. What threat am I talking about? I'm talking about the narcissist and their abuse, the constant belittling, the humiliation, truth twisting, gaslighting, convincing you that you are the problem, convincing you that you are an abuser. All of this in combination has a cumulative impact on your functioning, high pulse rate being the manifestation of the same. This high resting pulse rate turns into palpitations over time. And you are not able to sit still because there is panic. There's a lot of survival energy stuck in your body. It's like having one foot on gas or the accelerator and the other foot on the brake. What happens to the engine? That's exactly what's happening to your body when you are experiencing high pulse rate. Sign number two, you get random panic attacks even when nothing is going on in the environment. The narcissist may have left the home or you may be somewhere else with your friends and all of a sudden you start having a panic attack. Why is that? It's your nervous system trying to move from a state of immobilization to mobilization. Immobilization is a state of freeze collapse where you are just frozen and the energy is stuck. But when your nervous system perceives your environment to be safe enough to express that energy, it shows up as panic and it moves from freeze to fight. And that is exactly the reason behind you experiencing these panic attacks without any reason. You may not have any reason to feel bad and your panic attack will trigger all those emotions. Just have to hold space for them. Over time, they will resolve. Sign number three, you have hives and rashes all over your bodies without having any known allergies. The reason behind these rashes is the constant activation of your survival system and the exhaustion of your body. Think about this. Your adrenals are constantly releasing the stress hormones and your body is being pushed to keep surviving. You cannot keep running. You're a human being. You have certain limitations, so you will need rest. But in a narcissistic relationship, you don't get any rest at all, which then exhausts you. And that exhaustion creates various disturbances, particularly in our metabolism. Allergies, rashes, hives have a lot to do with histamine production, histamine digestion and absorption. That gets disturbed, which is why you struggle with these rashes. They will only resolve when your nervous system will regulate. Sign number four, you're chronically fatigued all the time. This one is easy. There's something called adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue. What does that mean? That simply means your adrenal glands are tired of releasing all these stress hormones. A time comes in the life of a survivor, someone who has CPTSD, where these levels, the levels of the stress hormones become chronically low because now your organs cannot produce them anymore. And it's like your body is tense all the time and now it can't be tense anymore because you don't have any strength to keep it tense, which is why after leaving the narcissist, you feel tired all the time. And that's why you don't have to push yourself. It's not going to get better with sleep, with anything else that you can do temporarily to fix it. It will take a long time for your body to become better again. Sign number five, you have a lot of gut problems that do not go away with changing your food or diet. Your gut is your second brain. It has its own intelligence. When you get impacted by the stress experienced in a narcissistic relationship on a continuous basis, that impact also shows in your gut. It changes the microbiome of your gut, and that leads to a lot of disturbances. And because you are stressed and the primary focus is to survive, the energy is shifted from your gut and its mood to elsewhere, to your limbs, because that those are the parts that need to be moving, and your gut is suppressed, leading to gut dysfunction. Proper nutrition, proper exercise, relaxation, calmness will lead to gut healing. Sign number six, you have vision problems. Your vision may become blurry without any history of myopia, hypermetropia, astigmatism, or any other eye-related problem. Why? Because again, it's all about the exhaustion. Your vision may become foggy because your brain is foggy. Your entire body is foggy in different ways. You may go to the ophthalmologist and you may get your eyes checked only to find out there is nothing wrong. There is no organic cause behind the problem that you're complaining about. That should be a big sign for you to know you are in a narcissistic relationship. You may also start struggling with glaucoma all of a sudden, even if it's not in your history. High ocular pressure, that is what it is called, which is basically a manifestation of the internal psychological pressure that you are experiencing. Narcissistic abuse trauma can also lead to the development of various retina-related disorders, but there is hope. All of this will naturally resolve itself since there is no organic cause as you leave the narcissist and as the stress reduces. Sign number seven, you always struggle to breathe. You have air hunger. No matter how much you try to breathe, you feel like you're not breathing enough. Why? Because your body is constricted. The air that you're taking in does not feel enough because psychologically you feel you are chained, or sometimes unconsciously you stop breathing, particularly when the narcissist is attacking you. I used to do that all the time as a child. I would stop breathing the moment I'd perceive some kind of threat in my environment, particularly my narcissistic father going crazy or my mother blaming me for something that I never did and so on. Your thirst or hunger for air is basically telling us you are feeling unseen, unheard, and you feel uncared for. Sign number eight, you have major sleep issues. Sometimes you struggle with insomnia, which is lack of sleep. Other times you struggle with hypersomnia, which is sleeping a lot. All of this in combination shows us your nervous system is out of whack and your basic biological rhythms have been disturbed. Circadian rhythm is what regulates your sleep, and that has been destroyed by the narcissist's abuse, especially if your sleep was deprived by the narcissist. They like to do that. Your sleep is one of the most important ingredients in your healing journey, in your recovery. If your sleep is not fixed, particularly in the early stages of healing, nothing else will be fixed. I know it sounds quite black and white, but it is like that. Your sleep will have a far more impact on your healing than anything else. You struggle with a lot of grief and sadness that does not go away with time. We call it complicated grief. Because in a narcissistic relationship, you struggle with many things at once. While you're grieving the narcissist, you're also trying to deal with the trauma bonding. One part of you wants to leave, the other part still is addicted to the narcissist's presence. You struggle with cognitive dissonance of self, particularly, which simply means you question yourself and your role played in the relationship. You think, maybe I caused this. I should have created this situation somehow. How else can I find an explanation to this? They can't be that bad, because if they were that bad, why would they behave so nicely? And then comes a memory which triggers what we call a euphoric recall. Euphoric recall is when you get really sucked in into that good memory and everything else gets whitewashed. This sadness feels like major depression, but here is the good news. You have to go through it. There is no other way. You have to feel that anger out. You have to feel that sadness. You have to work with that betrayal trauma. You have to see the narcissist for who they are. You have to work on the cognitive dissonance. You have to basically work on those memories, the good memories that get triggered, and question them. You have to go no contact to break the trauma bond. And ultimately, all of that combination will lead to a point of deep realization. The moment you deeply realize that all of it was a lie and you were scammed and they were a fraudster, you will set yourself free, because realization will ultimately help you in letting go, accepting the situation for what it is, and then you will move on. Sign number 10, you have a lot of inflammation all over your body that does not go away with the change of your diet or taking over-the-counter anti-allergic, anti-inflammatory medicines. Why is that? Because your body is in a constant state of distress, and when you are distressed, inflammation is one of the primary coping mechanisms, survival responses that gets activated. Because your body thinks you have been wounded, there has been an intrusion, and now it has to swell up, it has to trigger this inflammation to fight against that organism, microorganism, to save you. When in reality, it is the macroorganism, it's the narcissist who is attacking you. So this inflammation then leads to a lot of autoimmune diseases and problems. If you struggle with inflammation, the best way, in my opinion, to work on it is to watch your diet, try to find a holistic doctor. I personally use Ayurveda as I am in India, and it has helped me a ton. You have to work on your nervous system regularly. You have to exercise a little bit. I do all of this, and that will slowly, slowly restore the homeostasis and balance. Which one of these do you struggle with the most, or you have struggled with the most in your past? Drop your answers in the comments below. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate that. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.